your boat, feel a float when it's coming out your lips. Try to push it all in with your fingertips. Check the clock in the street, up and down, and you're feeling like a punk. You smell it burning, that's a midnight funk. It's too dark to see, got your sights on me.
All right, folks, thanks for hitting the download button, hitting the subscribe button on the podcast. That's great. I've already got a handful of people after my first episode who have helped me out, and they're sharing and spreading the word, and that's great. I've had about 11 or 12 subscribers and listeners. I've got 2 5-star ratings, and that's great, but I want to keep it rolling, and I want to keep it going. So thank you again. Whoever gave me the 2 5-star ratings, thank you. I don't know who you are, and you know who you are. I don't. Thank you so much. Some people have been asking about the music on here. Yeah, the bumper music, it's mine. It's, if you want to download those for free, you can search ReverbNation.com for the Untitled Highwayman Band. There's a lot of free downloads on there. So go do that. Or email me at jraypodcast@gmail.com. And if you want a free CD, if you want whatever, I got it for you. And some people have been asking about Ben Roberts. Who's the Ben Roberts guy that's doing the news? He is a World War II veteran. There's been a movie made about him. There's a couple of History Channel documentaries on him. It's in his experiences, and he's a great guy. And he is a hero, an American hero, true American hero. And he also happens to be my grandfather. And he does the news, and it's great. It's news done the Ben Roberts way. He's not very partial to either side. He's just good, and it is as he calls it. And if you want to know more about him, I'd be happy to answer any of your questions. jraypodcast@gmail.com. I don't know my demographic, so please email me. Let me know. Let me know what you want to hear about. So last week I did an episode on love, and that was good. Learned a lot. And I was going to do an episode on hate this week, but I don't. I think I could sum that up in just a few sentences. Hate's a terrible thing. If you got it in your heart, if you got it in you, you're a miserable person. You can't let go of anything that's happened. You can't move on, and you're contributing to a miserable world. So that's hate. I got a comment about last week's podcast saying I was a douche, and how could I do an episode on love when I don't know what it is, and that you're exactly right. You want to call me a douche? That's fine. That's great. You can say whatever you want. jraypodcast@gmail.com. But I didn't get this in an email as a comment. I haven't gotten any emails yet, so definitely send me one. And if you want to say that about me, that's fine. This show isn't about me or my experiences and my bad decisions in life and things in my life that I'm not particularly proud of. Have I made some wrong decisions? Hell yeah.
But that was then and this is now.
That was then and this is now. Exactly right. But hey, that's not what this show's about. This show's about me and my quest for knowledge and carrying you along for the ride with me, and maybe you'll learn something too and have a few laughs, and I hope so, and that'd be great. So, without further ado, let's go to Ben Roberts for the news.
Is this Jonathan?
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm doing quite well. How are you doing? I'm good.
I'm doing good. I was going to go out and hit golf balls today, but the rains kept raining me out.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, so I've been working on my computer. I've got some viruses in there, and I'm trying to get them out of here. And I don't know if it's going to work or not, but I hope so. And I got a tech support people looking at it right now.
Oh, okay.
And they're helping me out. In fact, let's see. I've got to answer them right now. Let me call you back, huh?
All right.
All right. All right. Talk to you later.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. All right. We're going to have to check in with him a little bit later when he calls back. And it's funny that he mentions viruses, because that is exactly what the topic of today's show is all about. But I think first, while we're waiting, we need to go to a phone call. This is an old friend of mine, Clem Maxwell. He's got a bit of a problem on his hands, so let's hear about that.
Pardon?
Yes, I got this bug zapper, and
Well, the kids was out there playing with it, and they were swinging it, or I told them not to be messing with it, and it come off of the extension cord, and it rolled down into the ditch, and it got all wet, and now it ain't work. It keeps throwing the breaker when I plug it in on the porch light, and it is throwing the breaker, and my wife can't blow dry the dog. So I was wanting to know if you got a bug zapper repair or a new bug zapper in there.
Yeah, what size is it?
It's the 3000. It's the Stinger 3000.
Okay, well that's an old model. Is it the big one or the small one?
It's pretty big.
Okay, that must be for the acre and a half then. That's the big one.
It's a bigger.
It's called the. Yeah. Okay. Yes, we have those. They're $49.98. But if it got down in water, the only way you're going to be able to repair it is basically to allow it to naturally dry out. Okay? You can open it up and allow it to dry out, and then have you checked the bulb to make sure the bulb didn't get damaged also?
No, sir. I don't know nothing about repairing it.
Okay. All right. Well, how long did this just occur today or the last day or so?
It was early this morning.
Yeah, what you might want to do is first let it dry out for about two. Put it where it's got some airflow through it, so it can air dry out. All right, that's the first phase, and that's leave it for at least probably 3 to 4 days. Let it dry out real well.
Okay.
Because it's got moisture in there, and that's what's why it's pulling the fuse on your breaker box.
All right.
Because it's got moisture.
So you think it'd probably be all right if I just let it dry out?
Let it dry out, and then plug it back in after you let it dry out for 3 or 4 days and make sure it's real dry, and then try plugging it back in. If the light doesn't come in, you probably damage the bulb on it too. Now, we do have the replacement bulbs on there.
All right. Well, that sounds good, and then because I really don't want to spend the money. I hope what you're saying will be right, because we've had this thing a long time. It belonged to my uncle, and he had it during the war. And now I believe it kept him alive over there where he didn't get that malaria. It kept him alive, but then it didn't really matter because he ended up dying anyway. They said it was because of the influenza, but I think it's just because he got shot in the head.
Well, that could have been, but I would at least let it dry out for 3 to 4 days. Make sure it's got airflow around it, so the air is circulating around it. Okay.
Okay.
And let it dry out. Okay.
All right. And if that don't work, I'm gonna come see you.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right. Bye.
All right. Well, boy, I sure hope everything works out for old Clem Maxwell. That was good. I hope we all learned something there. Now let's go to Ben Roberts with this week's news report. What happened in the news this week?
Well, they've been kind of getting on Clinton about her emails, and then it turns around that Jeff Bush has been doing the same thing as governor of Florida. And exactly the same thing. And when he turned them over to the state, he selected what he wanted to keep and what he didn't want to keep. So everything that they've been harassing her for has been done by the Republicans too.
How about that?
It's just a rat race.
Yeah.
A boy with that was born with his one arm was short, just went about 2 inches below his elbow.
Yeah.
But he had movement in his elbow, but he didn't have any lower arm to do anything with.
Okay.
And some kids in college that were doing a robotic research program made him a steel arm that just fit over his upper arm, and used his elbow that he could work, and it had sensors and all that in it, that he can work fingers and pick things up, and and it was just a miracle. And he was so happy to be able to use that arm. It was really something the way he was doing that.
That is incredible. Isn't that incredible how much how technology has changed?
That's right. Now they're working on making it a little bit more streamlined. It was a little bit large for his size. And so now they're going to make him one that kind of fits his body. And they'll probably have to keep doing that every as he grows, you know.
Yeah.
But he was tickled with what he had. God, he was really tickled.
That's incredible.
Yep, it is. And let's see, what else happened during the week? You know, you kind of caught me at the end of the week. And by the end of the week, I forgot what happened at the beginning of the week.
It's all right. I can't remember what I had for breakfast yesterday, you know?
Well, yes, you do. The day before, you can't remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, before we jump into the topic of today, we're going to go to one more special guest, Debbie, or Deborah, as she's called. And she's had a bit of an accident. So let's hear from her.
Electronics.
Yeah, I was looking. To report an accident that I had in the store, over by the movies.
Okay. Hold on, just a moment. Probably need to speak to my LOD. Hold on, just a minute.
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah.
Can I help you? Huh?
I was wanting to report an accident that I had.
Okay.
Yeah.
When did this take place?
About 2 days ago.
So about 2 days ago. Can you tell me the day? I just need to hear it from you. What day was that?
Monday.
On a Monday? So yesterday?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought today was Wednesday.
No, today is Tuesday. So it happened on Monday?
Well, then maybe it was Sunday. Because my dog has kidney stones, and I had it in the car. I was looking for a movie, the Vegas movie. I think it has Ashton Kutcher.
Okay, so what happened?
Well, I had an accident.
Okay, tell me about the accident. What happened?
I shit my pants.
Okay, that kind of accident? Okay. And that's the accident you want to report?
Yeah.
Okay, so what do you want me to do about that?
Well, it was an accident. I was reporting it. It was accidental.
Okay, so you don't need to report that. That seems like a personal problem. That has nothing to do with us.
But it got all in my pants.
Okay. Well, ma'am, this conversation's about to be ended. Do you need to report something that has something to do with me or
No, it happened to me. I shit my pants.
All right, so I'm going to hang up the phone. You have a good day, all right?
Okay.
Don't call back about this accident, all right?
Okay.
Bye.
All right, well, that's just too bad. Terrible to hear. Hope things work out.
My God.
We'll hear more from her in the weeks to come. All right, so the topic of today. I hate getting sick. We talked about hate a second ago, and I hate getting sick. There's one thing I hate is getting sick. All right, what makes us get sick?
That dumbass.
Yeah. Germs germinating. Germinating germs germinating all over our face and our mouths. So, what are germs? Let me tell you. They're these little bitty things that think they're so great because they got their own little DNA and they want to come into your body and take over and ruin your fucking life, all right? But, I got a question for these germs and viruses out there. What the are you thinking coming into my body and trying to take over
because I'm just going to kill you. My immune system is going to kill you, or I'm going to take antibiotics, and I'm going to kill you. So you're not going to survive, and I'm going to do whatever I can to prevent spreading you, germ. And think about this. You are so stupid. I don't even know how you survived this long. I don't know how evolution didn't sort you out. You've been jumping from person to person. It's the only way you have survived. You remind me of some of my exes. Okay, so if I lived on a 50-mile square concrete block, germ or virus, and you came and got into me and made me sick and did what you wanted to do, had your way, you would kill me and then you would die. So what the what good are you? I tell you what, if you're a germ or a virus, you can email me, jraypodcast@gmail.com. Let me know what the hell you're thinking getting into my life. All right? So, germs, right? They're everywhere. Where? I said everywhere. All right? I mean everywhere. They're on surfaces, on doorknobs, on whatever you can think of. There is life everywhere on this planet. In the coldest or hottest place, there is microbial life everywhere. And that is fascinating. That's awesome. And most of the germs and bacteria, whatever out there, is not going to harm you. And that's good news. But I got some bad news. Some of it does harm you and makes you sick. And some of those continually, constantly, infinitely mutate to try and breach your immune system because they think they're so great and they want to take over your body, right? They're types of crummy little forms of wasted life are bacteria, viruses, funguses, or fungi, I should say, protozoa, and helminths, which are parasites. That's a lot easier to say, parasites. So the first one I want to touch on, and then wash my hands, right, is bacteria. It's this small, small, single-celled organism. How small is it? I'm going to tell you. If you lined up 1,000 of them, end-to-end, it would cover a pencil eraser, like the top, the small part. Most of it is not harmful at all. We can live in peace with most of this stuff. But there is a lot more, as I just told you earlier, that is bad for you. A lot of it lives inside of you, in your guts, and it helps you. You probably already know that. There's normaflora all over our body. There's
there's like your grandma's always telling you, acidophilus, lactose acidophilus
is in your gut and it helps you out. I think that might be what's in yogurt. I'm not sure. I'm not an expert. But that's the first one, bacteria.
The next one is viruses. These motherfuckers. Oh, God. These guys are the worst, in my opinion. And I've got a really cool... this is not an expert saying this. This is not a scientist. This is not... It's not anybody with any super credibility, but he is a journalist, and he does do a lot of research, and he is very knowledgeable about a lot of things. And one of these things is viruses. I'm not going to say his name. I can't. But he has a very interesting theory, and I think this is the most profound thing. I think if he turned this over to a scientist, I think they would pat him on the back. And his theory is viruses were originally this rogue cell, this renegade cell that got separated. Okay, let's say a skin cell. Way, way back in the way, way back days, went off on its own and started surviving. Surviving here, surviving there. and it has lived all these years by way of infecting other cells and replicating itself, which is exactly what it's... And that is brilliant. That is brilliant. So viruses are much smaller than bacteria cells. They're also single-celled organisms. Some examples are AIDS, the common cold, Ebola, herpes, flu, measles, chickenpox. You get the point. But what sucks about viruses is antibiotics cannot kill them, because antibiotics usually tear down the cell wall, and viruses don't really have a cell wall. So they cannot combat a virus. So antibiotics are no good. They're like a tiny little DNA capsule, and they move in, they hijack the host's cell. After they move into the host, they hijack the host's cell, and they start replicating themselves using your body's cells and your body's cells' natural processes, you know, to replicate. And that's called the incubation period. And now the cell will eventually get so overwhelmed, it'll explode, right? It blows up. And then all of these little viruses that it replicated within that cell branch out, and they do it again, and they do it again, and it's just multiplying and multiplying. Now, this is called the contagion period. And this is when you're contagious, right? Through your spit, your mucus, and whatever. I would even imagine your breath, if it's something like the flu and it's in your chest. The air that you're breathing is just wind right off of that virus. But I'm not a doctor. I'm not a biologist. So, I'm not an expert. So, that is a day before you even have any symptoms, you are contagious. And up to about 4 days after. And that's with a cold. And with a virus, it's 1 to 2 days before and 5 to 7 days after symptoms. So, you ever, and that's what really kind of irks me. You know, you always hear people saying stuff about contagiousness, and they all say different crap. Nobody really knows. They're saying, well,
I don't have a fever, so I'm not contagious.
Or they'll say, well, yeah, I got a cold, but it's not contagious. Asshole, how do you know? You don't know. I'm sorry. All right, the next one, I'm going to move right along. So, the next one is fungus, and I really don't have to spend a whole lot of time, on this one, or spend a lot of time learning how to say fungi, because I still say fungus and funguses, because I'm a big dope. Fungus, like mushrooms, athlete's foot, I believe, is a fungus. Oh, ringworm. And let me tell you something. I had ringworm one time, and ringworm will try to be your best friend until the end. That is a hard thing to get rid of. It was about the size of a dime on my belly, and it itched like worse than poison ivy. It was terrible. But it is curable. That's the good news. With a little bit of cream, it went away. It took a while, but it does go away. And that's a good thing. So, except for... That's what really pisses me off about viruses. Or just being sick in general. Because, you know, I got a broken arm. I can fix that. If I lacerate my forehead, I can get... I can fix that. My eyesight goes... I can get some... You get the point. But, like, when you're sick... There's not a whole lot. It's everything's up in there, and there's so many questions you can ask yourself. I drive myself crazy with it. So, the next little single-celled piece of life is the protozoa. And these things are pretty interesting. These things are crazy. They're single-celled, and they behave like tiny little animals. They hunt and gather, basically, in layman's terms, other microbes and use the resources of those to fuel themselves. And many of them are harmless. In fact, they're in your body right now. But others, there are some bad ones out there that can cause disease, like malaria. And the so famous one that's in the cats, the toxoplasma, that'll take over your brain and make you crazy. So they spend, these protozoa spend most of their time, this is interesting, they spend most of their time outside of the hosts, in the soil, in water, etc. So that's pretty neat. Instead of being in your body all the time, ruining your life, at least they're trying to go out and do other things, you know? So I can respect the protozoa, but I can't respect the virus. It's, or the fungus. Well, fungus, hey, they can grow on a tree, whatever, you know? And then the last one, the parasites. I think we all know what that is. But they're really tiny, and they live inside you, and they are so useless. They can't do anything for themselves. It's ridiculous. These things really are ridiculous. My 50 square mile concrete slab theory, these things would have died in year one. So with all that said, that's germs. Now that you know all about that and how they behave, I want to talk about what we can do to fight these things and be preventative and proactive against this crap. And people will always, I hate the word germaphobe and things like that have such connotation. Like, why are you insulting me? No, I stand by this. I don't like getting sick. It sucks. No, I don't like it when you don't wipe your ass properly. And now you're coming over here to shake my hand, which is disgusting too. Shaking hands is one of the most grossest things we could possibly do. I like how the Japanese bow. I wish we could adopt that. So anyways, all these germs can live on surfaces and things like that. And the best places for them are warm little environments. And they can live on non-living surfaces for a few hours up to a couple of weeks. So, hand washing, sanitizing, wiping your counters down with a little Lysol, just being clean can help out so much in preventing the spread of this garbage. So take out your trash, wash your hands, wipe off your counters, clean your floors, clean out your fridge regularly, change your toothbrush, do all those little things that make the world. I have a quote, if you know me, I always say, water is the conduit of all bacteria and germs. Water is the Cadillac. If you've got the most germs in your home will be found in wet places. Your drains, your sinks, where you drip the water around the sink, where you drip the water on the floor while you're doing your dishes. Any little puddles of water is going to help life carry on. Microbial life. That's going to end up getting in you and making you a sad person. So, just be clean. You know, there was a hospital. It's not really important where, but there was a hospital, and some people came in to educate the workers there about proper sanitation and hand washing, and deaths. Deaths went down by 30%. So, with all that said, call me a germaphobe if you want. Go ahead. You're a real jerk. How's that? So, I'm gonna one last thing that's interesting and I want to bring up is we have been using a lot of hand sanitizer, Clorox, bleach, and you know, human beings evolve over thousands of years. These bacteria and viruses, they can pretty much evolve overnight. They can mutate. And we've been using the same products to kill these things for quite some time. And there's a lot of people out there saying that they are starting to adapt. And there's a superbug, just like last week in California, the superbug they've been talking about, that is immune to antibiotics and a lot of things. They're really hard to kill. They have a like this biosphere that they live in. They can like survive on stainless steel in this this biodome that they live inside. This really strong cell wall. So, with all that said, I don't know where I'm going with this. I don't know how to end this. I guess if you know how to end this podcast, I will stay here until you send me an email at jraypodcast@gmail.com. And I guess I can conclude this. And I'm gonna let you guys listen to a little bit of the music. I was surprised that some folks wrote that they wanted to hear more bumper music. So here we go. Thank you so very much for downloading. Thank you. Hope you enjoyed it. I'll see you next week.
It's a midnight walk. It's too dark to see. Got your sights on me. Got your sights on me. Separate from your mind. Now you got all three. Check behind. You can't find your mind. No time to read a box. So you check the clock. You're straight up and down. So you open up your mouth and you're biting out a chunk. And it tastes real good with a midnight walk.